Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Quell moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quell moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Lopat reaches third base with a triple. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Verdy Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michael scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Platt moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. There goes Kell. The throw from Hayes to second, and Kell is out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Platt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers who is chasing the ball. Platt reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Platt scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Platt hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.